It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Alongside Cobra Channel's own Crindon Profits, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Sadman with you. The summer is underway with our first Legion Baseball broadcast here on KNCA, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Corning will bat here first against Sabetha. The Raptors, the home team, in the red tops, white pants, light blue tops, and gray pants for Corning. Let's get you the lineup for Corning as we are moments away from the first pitch. Baxton Bowers leading it off. He'll be at shortstop. L.J. Kelzer bats second. He'll be at second. Hunter Lehman catching, batting third. Drew Gibbs in the cleanup spot. He'll pitch. Henry Heidemann in left. He'll bat fifth. Brett Heidemann at first and will bat sixth. Race Fisher at third base, batting seventh. Ben Haverkamp in center, batting eighth. Miles Wimberly in right, batting ninth. And Aiden Talley will bat tenth and is the extra hitter. So here we go. It's Legion Baseball on KNZA. Christian McAfee, the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays, and a first pitch fastball is swung on and missed, and we are rocking and rolling here for our first one here in 2024. McAfee, part of the Blue Jays' successful baseball season here, just wrapping up last week with a trip to state and a loss in that opening round to Hoisington. Swing and a miss here by Bowers, makes it 0-2. We'll get you the Sabetha roster once we get to the bottom half of the inning. Next pitch a little bit outside. One ball, two strikes. Paxton Bowers, L.J. Kelzer, Hunter Lehman due up for this Corning team that went 13-4 a year ago and are the defending NEK American Legion champions. Next pitch in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Batting from the right side is Bowers. Here's McAfee's pitch. And it's outside, so from 0-2 to 3-2.
Bowers just staying real patient here on the count, bringing it back up in favor for himself, 3-2.
This is about the team last year. They were just 7-13. There's a swing and a miss. Got him, and foul tip, but secured in the glove by the catcher in Meyer, and that is out number one.
That was a strong pitch by Christian McAfee, of course, kind of losing that count just a little bit, going from the 0-2 to the 3-2, and then pitching a fastball just up and high and away and able to get the strikeout.
Very good player here at L.J. Kelzer, who steps in. The Onega Buffalo batting from the right side, open on the stance. McAfee's right-handed delivery is high for ball one. Well, again, hard to believe we're at this point and getting going with American Legion. We were at state track over the weekend and state softball and baseball tournaments as well. There's a foul straight back into the netting by Kelzer. Evens it up, one ball, one strike. So, again, just shout out to all the area athletes who competed at the state level this past week. McAfee, one ball, one strike, no score, top one. There's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball, two strikes. So, again, Corning and Seneca, both teams qualified for state last summer. We had them both out in Concordia. And this Corning roster, who has pretty much a majority of the pieces back from that team that made states, they got one win away from the championship game, ultimately lost to Concordia by a 12-6 final that kept them out of a championship game. Two balls and two strikes here from McAfee, and there's a swing and a miss. And down goes L.J. Kelzer, and two up and two down.
A great strikeout. McAfee lost a little bit of control on the ball he just pitched before, but that one he was able to come back. Now he's 2-3 strikeout.
So again, having to grind some pitches here in the first, but ultimately getting the first two via the strikeout, both swinging. Here's Hunter Lehman, the catcher, and the Onega Buffalo from the right side takes a first pitch called strike number one. The first games of the season here last night. Next pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Doniphan County and Hiawatha got the season going, and Hiawatha picking up an early sweep, 10-5 and 14-3. Those were league contests, so a good start for Hiawatha here in this summer campaign. There's a swing and a miss, makes it one ball and two strikes. Lehman now down in the count. McAfee a chance here to strike out the side in the first. The all-leagues, or I should say, not just all-league, but all-state selection. The Blue Jay and Christian McAfee. Here's a high fly ball right side. This is going to be a tough play. Shallow right field, but going out to make the catch is Howard at second base, and that is a 1-2-3 inning to retire the side. We are off and running for American Legion Baseball. No score here in Sabetha on KNZA.
When you think about your farming operation, we hope you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvement, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Salmon, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Well, no score, bottom of the first inning, Corning defensively for the first time, and here is the Sabetha roster for this first game of the season. Will Ulrich leading it off, he's in center field. Jayton Meyer is catching and batting second. Christian McAfee on the rubber, he'll bat third. Easton Bradbury in the cleanup spot, he is at third base. Ike Tramp at first and batting fifth. Turner Howard, the second baseman, batting sixth. LT Thomas is in left, he will bat seventh. Isaac Carter at short, batting eighth. Andre Dowlinghouse in right, he'll bat ninth. And Jacob Grimm, the extra hitter, rounding out the Raptors lineup here against Drew Gibbs for Corning. And again, good start for Hiawatha last night. Couple of wins over Doniphan County. We had two state qualifiers. You know, last year we bring in, at least here in 2024, we didn't have a Holton team last year or an Atchison team last year, but those two teams in the league here this summer. So providing a little more flavor with Sabetha, Corning, Hiawatha, Doniphan County and such. Marysville also part of the club with Topeka and Silver Lake.
I think I can say for everybody, we love more baseball.
We'll take it, no doubt. So Drew Gibbs on the rubber. Here is the lefty and Will Ulrich, who takes a first pitch low for ball one. So Ulrich and Meyer and McAfee do up for the Sabetha Raptors here in this first Legion game of 2024. That's from the left side again, back in the box. Another pitch in the dirt. Makes it two balls and no strikes. And this Raptors team, just 7-13 a year ago, they were 3-6 in league play. Of course, these teams will mix it up and play some non-league games as well throughout the summer. And there's a rocket shot right back up the middle to center for a base hit. And Will Ulrich is on to lead here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, Drew Gibbs almost had the snag with the left part of his glove, but it just kind of went over. Dove right into center field. Great hit from the leadoff.
Well, he got a great start with the advantage of two balls and no strikes. And some batters would certainly maybe take that third pitch. He did not. Ripped it into center for a single. Now a throw back to first, and it gets away. And Ulrich is going to get a free pass to second as that ball went into the dugout and kicked away. So that will be an error charged on the throw to first. And Ulrich into scoring position with nobody out. So here's Jayton Meyer, the catcher, batting from the right side, playing up and back in the box, pretty straight up with the stance. There's a swing and a miss, popped out of the glove of Lehman. Ulrich stays at second, no balls and one strike. Other Legion games on the schedule tonight. Atchison, they are at Holton. And Marysville, they are at Seneca. There's another swing and a miss. Ball kicks away, and Ulrich gets to third without a throw. So that one's going to be in the dirt. And a ball in play, potentially, could give Sabetha an early lead. They got the runner now at third base, and still nobody out. But Myers behind at 0-2. Gibbs, out of the stretch, glance, lifts and fires, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Meyer for out number one. That'll bring up McAfee, the All-State selection here in 2024 for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Once again, won the Big 7 League title, got to state. Just they have had struggles over the last few seasons getting out of that first round. They lost 3-1 to Hoisington. First pitch by Gibbs to McAfee, low and outside, makes it one ball and no strikes.
Right now with one out, runner in scoring position on third, that's Will Ulrich. You might want to maybe even think about a bunt or a short hit here to possibly get him home.
Next pitch outside again, good stand by the catcher and Lehman to keep it in front. And there's a lot of room between the catcher and the backstop, so when those balls get past the catcher, if you got a runner at third with any kind of speed, more times than not, they are probably going to get in. So an extra effort here on the catcher and Lehman, a very good catcher in the next pitch, fouled straight back. And it's two balls and one strike. Maybe the biggest highlights for the Sabetha Blue Jays this season, again, not only just getting to the state tournament, but how they got there. There's a hit right back up the middle and into center for a base hit, and the first RBI of the night goes to McAfee, and it's 1-0 Sabetha.
They have a great job by Will Ulrich. He was able to get on first base, and he really had a pretty leisurely, easy job going around the bases. Didn't really have to see much speed from him. Got a, you know, easy way to second with the ball going into the dugout and then going to third off the pass ball and then getting home.
So gets the first on a single, second on an error, third on a wild pitch, and then McAfee brings him in, and that pitch is way high by Gibbs. Gets all the way to the backstop, and McAfee with a easy trot jog over there to second base. And now he's into scoring position with still nobody out, or I should say one out, excuse me. This is Easton Bradbury, by the way, third baseman here. One ball, no strikes is the count. Gibbs fires. Ooh, and that one runs up and in and gets by. And another wild pitch getting now McAfee up to third. That one was up and in. And right now two balls and no strikes.
Right now it's about just finding control, you know, locating the fastball where you need it.
Gibbs out of the set and delivers a good pitch there that swung on and missed. Makes it two balls and one strike. Defensively for Corning behind Gibbs. We'll get it here in a second. Here's a lift and fire. Another swing and a miss. And now evened up. Two balls and two strikes. Lehman catching for him. You got Fisher at third. Bowers at short. Kelzer at second. You got Brett Heideman at first. Henry Heideman in left. Haberkamp in center. Wimberly is in right field. Two balls and two strikes. Sabetha one. Corning nothing, and there's a called strike three. Fastball that clips the outside corner for out number two.
The best way to respond to two wild pitches is three straight strikes, and that was a beautiful strikeout from Drew Gibbs.
An RBI single by McAfee. The lone run in the game so far. 1-0 our score. Bottom one. Two outs now. Here's Ike Tramp, the first baseman. There's a swing and a miss. Pitch was a little bit up and in. Went right through it. No balls and one strike. Well, both pitchers really had to grind and have thrown a decent amount of pitches here in the first inning. There's a good stop there. Pitch was low and outside. Just gloved enough by Lehman to keep it true. Keep McAfee at third. And it's one ball and one strike. Gibbs sets. Chest high, resting at the belt and fires. A little bit inside. Two balls and one strike. Couldn't really ask for a more pretty solid night for baseball. There is pretty much no breeze, not a cloud in the sky. Low 80s at first pitch. Next pitch low, 3-1. Turner Howard is due up next for Sabetha. They're out to a 1-0 lead. McAfee at third, two down. And that one's up and inside for ball four. That brings up Howard, the second baseman. So now at the corners with two down. Howard batting from the right side and wearing jersey number 19.
Still not a bad defensive scenario here for Corning. Just need one out to get out of the inning. Damage is only one run.
Get at least another base involved with second, and there's a swing and a miss by Howard. Makes it no balls and one strike. Corning went three up and three down in their first at bat with a couple of strikeouts. Bethe is tacked on one here and a chance for more with the base hit. Next pitch low, and now a play to second. Beautiful throw by Kelzer to gun down the runner and tramp, and that will end the inning. So certainly a grind here for Drew Gibbs, but only one run allowed. After one full inning, it's a 1-0 score here on KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? We got Brandon, we got Crinden, we got Kurt. 1-0 Sabetha as Corning comes up here in the top of the second inning. They will have 3, 4, and 5 in their order against Christian McAfee. That'll be Drew Gibbs, Henry Heidemann, and Brett Heidemann. And McAfee's first pitch in the second inning is a high fastball, missing the zone. It's 1-0. Gibbs had to grind in that last half inning, but good throw by Hunter Lehman to get Tramp on a steal attempt. Get him out of the inning with only the one run allowed. Here's a 2-0. High fly ball right field. Teeing it up is Dollinghouse. Didn't have to move much to make the catch for out number one. So 4 up and 4 down. Here's Henry Heidemann.
Corning right now just trying to get some contact. They've made two contacts for fly balls kind of out towards the outfield. The first one a little more shallow, but still it's about trying to get a proper hit here, Corning.
So quick first down. Here's McAfee's first pitch, missing the zone to Heidemann for ball number one. So again, this Corning roster, there's not much difference from it last year. That made that run to the state tournament out in Concordia. There's a check swing on a pitch that was up and in. And it's going to be a called strike, so it's one ball, one strike.
Well, one thing that really helps Corning is having a lot of those great athletes come from Onega, a team that knows a lot of baseball success, of course, over the past couple of years.
And Centralia as well mixed in there. There's another pitch up and inside, two balls and one strike.
Yeah, who knew? Panthers and Buffaloes would make a pretty good mix for,
a good combination for
a baseball team.
Yeah, for sure, and McAfee gets a new baseball from the home plate umpire. One run on a RBI single by McAfee in the first. Here's a 2-1 outside. Three balls, one strike near. Right now on Henry Heidemann with Brett Heidemann to follow. Winding up and firing. And taking all the way. It's a little high, ball four. First base runner for Corning here in the second with one out. It's Heidemann via the walk.
Now batting first base and number 7, Brett Heidemann.
So here's one Heidemann to the next. Here's Brett. first baseman here today. Bats from the left side, unlike Henry, who bats from the right side. And sometimes I know, at least from last year, that sometimes they have Henry play third base and then Brett at first. So you got sometimes scenarios where you got the Heidemans rocking the corner infield spots. Well, at least for tonight's game, Henry right now out in left field. Takes first pitch fastball, called strike, 0-1. Henry Heidemann at first base, representing the tying run here early. Blue Jays out to Sabetha, out to the 1-0 lead. Next pitch runs inside, 1-1. Mackey's next pitch, a little bit outside, 2-1. Race Fisher due up next.
Yeah, it's about finding control for both these pitchers, just kind of trying to stay inside the zone with their fastball.
McPhee out of the sets, sets at the belt and fires, and it's a little bit low and inside. 3-1. Corning won both the games against Sabetha last year. 11-2 and 10-0 were those final scores. First opportunity against him here in 2024. Next pitch, 3-1 is high, and it's ball four, so he walks both the Heidemans. Henry up to second base and Brett at first.
Now batting the third base, number 10.
You know, Christian McAfee, he came out in that first inning and pitched a really nice 2 strikeouts, got some help out from his outfield, but here it's kind of a slower grind. He's just going to kind of have to work it back up.
And he retired the first four, now has walked the last two. And here's Race Fisher, very powerful hitter from the right side. Takes first pitch fastball, called strike number one. Sabetha, a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Throw back to second. Henry Heidemann back safely. Broadcast brought to you by McDonald's at Hiawatha and Seneca. No balls, 1 strike here on Fisher. McAfee looks back, sets, lifts, and fires, and it rides up and in and hits Fisher in the back, and the bases are now loaded.
And that is a great case scenario for Corning, but a worst case scenario for Sabetha with bases loaded and, of course, no outs to give.
Now you get Ben Haverkamp up, the center fielder, a lefty. Advantage here, the early going with the right-hander and McAfee. Henry Heidemann at third, Brett Heidemann at second. Race Fisher at first, and the first pitch is a called strike one, clipping the outside corner.
Tell you what, though, Corning has not recorded a hit yet. I mean, they got the bases loaded, but it's a walk, walk, and a hit by pitch. So a hit's really going to have to come in handy here if you want to score a lot of runs.
Here's an 0-1, check swing high, and holding it back on the shoulder, 1-1 here on Haverkamp. Chance to do a little bit of damage here. Team down 1-0 early on, bases loaded, 1 out. And another pitch clips the inside corner, makes it 1-2. Well, there's 1 out, so certainly a double play is a factor here. McAfee's 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and a big, big second out. That relaxes the defense a touch, and now just got to focus on getting the right fielder in Miles Wimberly. That is the third strikeouts for McAfee. Here's the right fielder in Wimberly. Bases loaded, 2 outs. First pitch outside. Good stop by Meyer, the catcher. Makes it 1-0. And again, you get a runner at third. More than likely, any pass ball is going to get that runner in. There's a swing and a miss. 1-1. Pitch was maybe chest high.
You mentioned how deep the backdrop is here, so it's going to, you know, it's going to be a speed chase here for the catcher if there is a pass or a wild pitch.
There's another swing. This one maybe head high. That was outside the zone, but it's 1-2.
Say what, Gibbs is just, I mean, excuse me, McCaffrey is just giving the heater, you know, forcing that swing.
So a chance to get out of the inning. Here's a 1-2. Took a little bit off and, ooh, just missed inside. Good eye there for Wimberly to keep it alive. Even Stevens now at 2-2. Bases loaded. A 1-0 game here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. And McAfee does, in fact, get out of that jam. He doesn't allow a hit. He walks two and hits a batter but Corning will leave them loaded. 1.5 in the books, Sabetha 1 and Corning nothing. It's Legion Baseball here on KNCA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Just getting going. First of many broadcasts here throughout the summer on KNCA. Right now, Sabetha and Corning duking it out here. Always great facilities here in Sabetha. They lead it 1-0. Coming up for a second time against Drew Gibbs. As Turner Howard will lead it off. Gibbs' first pitch skips in the dirt for a ball number one. Christian McAfee's RBI single, the lone run produced early on in this game. Gibbs sets and fires, foul ball out of play. We'll make it 1-1. You really got to get up under and over this netting and hit it pretty far back to hit the parking lot. So cars, for the most part, knock on wood, usually okay. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Gibbs on Howard now, 1-2. When you cover it, you know, whether it's baseball or softball throughout the regular season during the spring, and there's a ball well inside, makes it 2-2. More times than not, you put yourself in a scenario where your car is in danger.
Yeah, that time where my color commentator got their car hit, or nearly hit during a broadcast. It was pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Well, yeah, it's easy to say when it's not your automobile, but now 3-2 here on Howard. Took a pitch low, was over, but a little bit below the knees. 3-2 by Gibbs, and it's inside. Ball 4, good at bat here for Turner Howard. Leads it off with a walk.
You know, if you're lucky enough during this softball and baseball season, you might even have a couple of foul balls that come towards you as the commentator. There was one that landed right in front of me.
Yeah.
Got dropped, not by me, fortunately, but by the color I was with.
Then you got to let him have it for not being able to make that catch.
Yeah, trust me, I've had it for about 4 months now, 3 months.
Well, Gibbs back to the stretch, a leadoff walk. Howard at first. There's a swing and a miss by LT Thomas for strike number one. Thomas bats from the right side. And playing in left field, wearing jersey number 15. There's a throw to first. And back safely is Howard. A 1-0 Sabetha lead here in the home second. One on and nobody out. Pitch by Gibbs. Oh, and it runs inside and hits LT Thomas in the back. So two on and nobody out.
Yeah,
a walk followed by a hit batter.
Yeah, it's the second hit by pitch of the night. Plenty of walks also to follow. Likewise, I kind of like a broken record here, but it's about the control of the fastball, you know, not letting it release too soon. And, you know, that's led to a couple wild pitches here and, of course, hitting the batters.
Here's Isaac Harder, the shortstop. A lefty against the righty and Gibbs. Two on and nobody out. First pitch right over the center of the plate for strike number one. So a chance here for Sabetha to add to a 1-0 lead in the second inning. Bunt was shown. He pulls it back. The pitch was low and inside for ball one. Good opportunity here. Plays up in the box, rocking the old school no batting gloves, and shows a bunt, pulls it back, and this time it's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Not sure if you'll see him show the bunt sign with two strikes, you never know. Gibbs out of the stretch, sets, lifts, and fires. Just missing inside, it's 2-2. So So he walked Howard and then hit LT Thomas between the shoulder blades. Two on and nobody out. There's a swing and a miss. And down goes Harder. Pitch was a little bit outside the zone, but a big first out here in the home second. Third strikeouts for Drew Gibbs. Here's Andre Dollinghouse, the right fielder, number 9 in the order. Still only one out with two on. First pitch, just missing. It's 1-0. Beth had one run, two hits. They left one in the first. Next pitch runs inside. It's 2-0. But the extra hitter, Jacob Grimm, in the circle. Chance to talk to his brother Joshua at State Track, who got a second place finish in the shot put in Class 3A. And don't hate me because we cover, obviously, Sabetha very greatly, but I had to ask Joshua, I go, are you the wrestler or are you the basketball player? I had to confirm it.
I'll tell you what, Joshua had a great throw. He was actually placed in six going into his final attempt of a throw, and his final attempt wind up getting him all the way to second. So just kind of a big clutch that was kind of probably not expected, but, you know, really beat what it was his PR at the time, you know, in that, well, throw.
Yeah, he like you said, yeah, he was either going to be fifth or sixth and then had one more throw and busted out his best one. That got him all the way to a silver medal. So that is certainly clutch indeed. Dollinghouse still 2-2, two on, one out. There's a swing and a miss, and a shake in the head, and down goes Dollinghouse. So after back-to-back runners allowed via a walk and a hit batter, back-to-back strikeouts, and now it's up to Jacob Grimm.
I'll tell you what, both these pitchers have great mentality. They let runners get on the base with, you know, one or two outs, but they're able to stay patient, you know, keep the grind going here, and get back-to-back strikeouts sometimes, as just shown by your Gibbs.
Gibbs now with four strikeouts. First pitch off speed outside here to Jacob Grimm, and it's 1-0. Brother Joshua is going to Washburn to dual sport in football and track. Next pitch outside, two balls and no strikes. Howard still at second, Thomas at first. Harder and Dollinghouse go down back-to-back strikeouts, and now it's down here to Grimm. Still 1-0 our score. Next pitch called strike on the inside corner, makes it 2-1. Next one on the way, low and inside, makes it 3-1. Interesting to see the Grimm's got a green light here to swing away. When I played growing up, any time I got to a 3-1 count or a 3-0 count, I was never going to take the bat off the shoulder. No swing and miss there. Probably would have been a strike anyways, and it's 3-2. But I always had the mentality of the pitcher needs to throw me a strike. If I got a chance to get on base, I will let the pitcher dictate that or not. But now big 3-2 coming up here. And it's sliced deep down the right field line, but playing it right puts Wimberly in right. That was slicing towards the line, but he made a good catch to retire the side. So, again, got Drew Gibbs having to grind, but ultimately gets out of it as Sabetha strands two. Two innings in the books, a 1-0 score. It's Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNCA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Two innings in, Sabetha 1, Corning nothing. Brandon, Crendon, we got Kurt back in studio. Beautiful evening for some baseball here in Sabetha. The clouds, nowhere to be found. The wind, nowhere to be found. Good way to start our broadcast schedule here in 2024. So here is the extra hitter, number 10 in the order. This is Aiden Talley with a swing and a miss against McAfee here to kick things off in the third. Next pitch, watching and looking at strike number 2 and quickly 0-2. Talley followed by Bowers and Kelzer.
That should be a good inning with both teams resetting their lineup back to their leadoff.
And off speed is going to be a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Just kept it inside despite the bend. And a good start for McAfee here in the third with another strikeout. Make it 5 for him. So 10 batters faced. He has struck out 5 of them. Here's Paxton Bowers, one of the strikeout victims in the first. And he takes first pitch a little bit high for a ball number 1. McAfee sets and fires, and a swing and a miss. It's actually 0-2. That first pitch was called a strike. So down in the count is Bowers. Off speed, just missed on the inside corner and makes it 1-2. Top of the third. One out, nobody on. Corning down 1-0. Here's a 1-2 to Bowers and skips in the dirt. Evens it up 2-2. The first doubleheader of the season was last night. Hiawatha 2 wins against Doniphan County. 10-5 and 14-3. Those were league matchups. There's a swing and a miss. And on a 2-2, Bowers down for a second time in as many at bats. Just like that, 2 up and 2 down.
Now batting second baseman number 6, LJ Kelsworth.
So 6 strikeouts now for McAfee. Class 3A, first team All-State selection. And here's LJ Kelser. First pitch a little bit outside, 1-0. Well, McAfee put himself in a little bit of a pickle last inning, giving up 2 walks and then hitting a batter to load the bases with 1 out, but then he would strike out the next 2 to end that inning. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Kelzer, 1-1. Open on the stance. McAfee pitches off speed, hit right back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. So the first hit for Corning here in the third, and it's L.J. Kelzer with a 1-out single. A correction, a 2-out single. So here's Lehman with 1 on and 2 outs. A 1-0 score here in the top of the third.
Well, that being the third hit of the game, every single hit up to this point has been right down center field.
Yeah, right up the middle. They've all looked fairly much the same. On the turf, kicking up into center. So you look at Ulrich out in center, getting a little bit of action defensively.
We haven't seen too many balls get hit out to the left field yet, shallow or deep.
Next pitch, a little bit outside, evens it up here to Lehman. 1-1. He popped out to second in his first at bat. That ended the top of the first. But a 2-0 count here with a runner at first. Next pitch, a little bit high, makes it 3-0. Or correction, 2-1. McAfee glancing to Kelzer at first. Doesn't have much of a lead, maybe 2.5 steps. Tramp holding him on. There's a pitch that is in there for a strike. That was all 3-1. Now the counts, maybe an extra half step on the lead over at first. There are 2 outs. A 3-1 is a swing and a miss. And the count runs full, 3-2. Lehman trying to keep the line moving with two down. I don't expect Kelzer to take off here. He won't, and the pitch is high for ball four, so the inning continues. So after back-to-back strikeouts, a single and a walk, puts runners at first and second, two down. Here's Drew Gibbs, flew out to right, and his first at bat, base hit could tie the game.
Hunter Lehman's been very patient up the bat and was able to draw the walk.
Mac Fee has a little bit of work to do here. First pitch is right down the middle for strike one. And the baby blue tops, would you call that baby blue? Corn and color there. Light blue.
Powder blue.
Powder blue. Dark blue numbers, white trim. There's a throw to second. And then when you look at the Raptors of Sabetha, is that straight red? Are we going maroon?
Yeah,
could looks be more maroonish. The white pants.
Definitely a great color blend, the red and blue. Great contrast out in the field.
Makes it easy to tell between the two, that is for sure. Here's an 0-1. It is high. One ball and one strike here to Gibbs. He has also had to pitch outs of a couple of jams here early, but in the damage minimum, McAfee's RBI single, the lone run of the game here to this point. Two on, two outs here in the top of the third. Next pitch is sliced foul, and it's one ball, two strikes. You always got a glance to see if it makes it up to the automobiles.
I was just saying, there's two kids playing, I guess, foul field over there, and they're waiting for all the foul balls to go that way.
Well, they gotta. I don't know if those kids are getting paid to do that duty, but they're enjoying it, I'm sure. Here's a 1-2 pitch on the way for McAfee, and it's outside. Now 2-2. In a big spot here. Early on in this game, base hit could tie the game. If you can find a gap, maybe you get your first lead. Runners at first and second. 2-2, two outs, top three. A 1-0 Sabetha lead. And it's sliced to right field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. And getting it in quickly, and that is going to tie the game. I couldn't tell at first. It looked like Dollinghouse maybe had a beat on it in right, but it just started to drop and drop and drop, and he hesitated, and it bounced in front of him. So it's an RBI single by Gibbs, and we're tied at one.
One thing I did want to mention here is how big this crowd is getting. I saw a capacity about 26 people when I first got here, but we're looking at probably about 50-plus here. So a great outing for a game like this between these two teams.
And a good start to this one as well as Henry Heidemann steps in. A 1-1 game. The runners are at second and third. Gibbs a single to the credit, but then got to second on the throw-in to third, trying to get Lehman, who was over there, went first to third. So a base hit could tag two.
And it goes to Corning, down two outs in the inning, able to score a run.
Yeah, this has all been put together with two outs. I'd have been watching all the way here. He walked in his first at bat. He's got runners at second and third with two down. And the next pitch is inside. Now three balls and one strike. So Henry up, Brett due up next. If you walk here, the bases are loaded. See, if it's me, I'm taking all the way. Let's see if Henry does so. And he does. It's high ball four. So McAfee is finding himself in a little bit of a jam. And Heidemann steps in. This is Brett, who also walked in his first at bat. Lehman at third. Gibbs at second. Now Henry Heidemann at first. A 1-1 game in the third.
This is the inning that Corning really wanted so far. I mean, we're three innings in. They finally get their first two hits. Even a run, bases loaded, prime position.
Foul straight back to the screen, and Brett starts down in the count 0-1. So after back-to-back strikeouts, a single, a walk, and then two more singles, kept this inning alive and put Corning on the board to tie the game at one apiece. No balls and one strike here on Brett Heidemann. Lehman at third, Gibbs at second, Brett Heidemann at first. Or correction, Henry Heidemann at first. There's a swing and a miss. And now Brett has to really protect. He's down in the count 0-2. Chance for McAfee to get out with minimal damage done. He'll lift and fire. Just a bit inside, makes it 1-2.
right now, McAfee, head of the count, 1-2. Just got to stay patient with the pitch. Find the location of the fastball.
Not paying attention too much to the runners on. Here's a high fly ball center field. Running back under it is Ulrich, playing it in a good spot to make the catch for the out. So what could have been a bigger inning results in just one run, but Drew Gibbs, an RBI single, has tied the game at one apiece. We go to the bottom of the third inning here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Sabetha coming up here in the bottom of the third inning. It's the starting pitcher for Corning in Drew Gibbs. Gibbs has an RBI single. McAfee, an RBI single. We are tied at one apiece.
And, you know, Sabetha, their first two hits is from their first and third slot in the batting lineup. So kind of here, we're kind of expecting that. And to get a little more production, from the scoreboard here, from the Raptors.
It'll be the top of the order for Sabetha, second time through with Ulrich, Meyer, and McAfee. Both teams, one run, two hits. Corning does have an error. Sabetha does not. But again, Corning dominant in the two wins over the Raptors last year. Those finals, 11-2 and 10-0. Corning, the defending American Legion NEK champions. They went 8-1 in league play last year. A 13-4 season and got them out to the state tournaments in Concordia. So here's Ulrich, a single and a run scored. Gibbs first pitch in the dirt, ball one. His single in the first was on a 2-0 pitch. A sharp single right back through the hole to center field. Once again, just couldn't have asked for a better night for baseball here in Northeast Kansas. There's one that skips in the dirt, makes it 2-0.
Anyway, that's one thing that was a little rough about the high school season was the weather. That was really affecting a lot of the scheduling, too. And so here going to the Legion League, so we're kind of hoping for maybe some better production from the weather side in the next couple months.
There's a called strike, 2-1, and that really tough stretch of weather for, like, baseball and softball. That was really, like, the last 2 weeks of the season. They really kind of got through it unharmed early, and once we got to the end of the season and the last few series and regional tournaments, those certainly got hampered a little bit, but no issues with the state tournaments, but some of those regionals got moved around a little bit, and there's a 3-1 pitch that finds the dirt, ball four, and Ulrich is on for a second time in this game.
Now batting the catcher, number 35, Jason Meyer.
Here's Jayton Meyer, the catcher, who struck out in his first at-bat. He's got Ulrich at first and nobody out. It's a 1-1 game here, Corning and Sabetha. Gibbs a throw to first, and it gets away. That is the second time that he is going to do this with Ulrich on, and Ulrich takes a long turn and maybe thought about it for a minute to try first to third, but he gets back to second base. So a second error, a low throw by Gibbs, and gets by the first baseman, and Heidemann, and Ulrich at second base with nobody out. Meyer tries to put a bunt down. No connection. It's a strike. It's 0-1.
Well, we've been able to see a little bit of Ulrich's speed. You didn't really see the last time when he was able to round the bases and go home because it was kind of just a little gift given to him for most of it.
Gibbs, pretty much 50-50, I feel like, has had to work out of the stretch compared to the windup here. There's a bunt attempt put down, but foul, and Meyer is quickly behind at 0-2. So Ulrich, in his first at-bat, a single, got to second on an error. And then his second bat, he walked and then got to second on a throwing error. But an 0-2 count here to Meyer. Pitch is just a bit inside, makes it 1-2. McAfee due up next, responsible for that lone Sabetha run with an RBI single in the first. Gibbs fires a 1-2. And it's in there, called strike number 3. Down goes Meyer. And the first out here in the bottom of the third.
Now batting the pitcher, number 34, Christian McAfee.
So here's McAfee. Ulrich at second base, now one out. A 1-1 game here in the home third.
Might see McAfee attempt the bunt here. Let's see.
If I'm McAfee, I'd never. Too much pop in the bat. He takes an off-speed pitch, a little bit low and inside, makes it 1-0. But if the coach tells you to put down a bunt, you know they will put down a bunt. Next pitch called, strike on the outside corner, makes it 1-1. RBI singles by both teams has resulted in a 1-1 score here in the third. Next pitch called, strike again on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Let's see if McAfee can come through with two strikes, a runner at second base, and one out. Easton Bradbury due up next. And he'll chop it to the right side, but foul. And it stays 1-2.
Well, you know McAfee is going to really fight this one out. He wants, of course, get Ulrich home.
Situational hitting with two strikes. An opportunity here for McAfee. Batting from the left side. And Gibbs will fire, and he fouls it away right back into the screen, and we'll do it again at 1-2.
Just a little bit of a late swing, but he's trying to get that perfect contact right in the middle of the barrel.
And he mentioned, yeah, still people starting to kind of file in here, and still early on in this game, but with tonight's weather, how many other things you could do maybe better than this? And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes McAfee.
Ulrich manages to get to third base.
Ulrich does get to third. So now it's up to Bradbury. Needs a productive at-bat. That doesn't include an out. Needs a base hit to try to get the runner in from third. And again, Lehman now put in that spot where, of course, if a ball gets passed, then Ulrich more than likely is going to come in and score. First pitch was high, makes it 1-0. He struck out. Bradbury did in his first at-bat. Gibbs sets and fires. Another one that's high, and it's 2-0.
So what's really nice about Gibbs is that even in the last inning, he was kind of struggling a little bit, got back-to-back strikeouts, and then got back into rhythm. So we're kind of seeing that here in the third.
Two balls and no strikes, two outs, runner at third. Represents the go-ahead run, and it's blasted out into center field, and that drops in, skips into the glove of Haberkamp. And that is a productive RBI single for Bradbury with two down. And Sabetha retakes the lead at 2-1.
And tell you what, how important is it for Will Ulrich, the leadoff here of Sabetha, to be able to reach base both times up at bat and being the only one to score the runs for the Raptors?
Well, clutch hitting as well for Bradbury, an RBI for him. Now a 2-1 game. That brings up Ike Tramp, the first baseman who walked and then was caught trying to steal second. That's how the first inning came to an end. One ball, no strikes. The pitch, oh, and it runs up and gets him in the shoulder. We have seen a few hit batters here, and that keeps the inning alive for Howard.
Yeah, that one came in straight heat in the shoulder. That made me kind of bounce back a little bit. And, you know, that definitely affected Ike Tramp just a little bit. He kind of pulled back, and he said, ouch, I heard it, and, you know. But he seems all right. Shaked it off.
shaking it off. Now Bradbury to second. Tramp takes first. Two on and two outs. One is in. A 2-1 Sabetha lead. Chance for more if Howard can get one out into play. Gibbs fires and a swing and a miss for strike one. Howard walked in his first at bat and was left stranded on second in the second. Gibbs sets, lifts and fires, and it's in the dirt, kicks away, and both runners advancing. So now a base hit could add two more. One ball, one strike here to Howard. Runner at third, Bradbury. Runner at second is Tramp. 2-1 to bet the lead here in the home third. And a 1-1 is low and outside. Makes it two balls and one strike.
Tell you what, I can kind of hear in the background some Royals going on.
The Royals are playing right now.
Royals playing the final game of the three-game series against the Twins, looking for their win.
Here's a 2-1 that just missed low and outside. Three balls and one strike with Thomas due up next. Well, there's plenty more Royals games than there are Legion games, so let's keep it on KNZA, okay. And then once we're done here, you can flip it over to 92-1 and catch the end of
that
Royals game. Royals, of course, playing some good baseball. A little bit of a struggle right now, three straight losses, but they are in great shape here through the first third of the season, and there's a 3-1 that's low and inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded.
Now that is left fielder number 15, L.C.
That is the fourth walk surrendered by Gibbs, and that doesn't include the hit batters, which he has hit two of them. Now our first meeting on the hill. Again, Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kirk Kilman, studio producer. We've got the Cobra Channel's own Crendon Prophet hanging out with us tonight. Brandon Tabman with you, first of many over the next near 2 months, as American Legion Baseball will take you up to the start of the 24-25 high school sports seasons. And Crendon, I'll tell you what, man, you are much younger than me. You get to the point where you graduate, you get out. Take it from me, and most people around my age group can tell you that it goes by quick, man. When you get out and you're in that world and you're just living, time goes by fast, man. And before you know it, we'll blink the eye and all of a sudden be ready for fall football here in 2024. So let's enjoy the next couple of months here. Big opportunity. There's a foul ball by Thomas. Just caught a piece there, and no balls and one strike. A run is scored. It's a 2-1 game, but Gibbs still needs to come away with an out here. The bases are loaded.
You know, you say you're so much, you know, older than me, but the state track meet, you were able to touch your toes when stretching. I couldn't even I was barely getting down my knees.
I could still touch the toes. We got that going as a positive. And there's a called strike. And quickly, Thomas needs to protect now. It's 0-2. Gibbs has struck out six, but he has walked four, and he has hit two batters. And 0-2, ground ball, and it's going to squeak through the hole. And LT Thomas will drive in not one, but two runs, and it's a 4-1 Sabetha lead. Clutch two-out hitting once again, this time by LT Thomas.
Great job, the lieutenant, driving in a two RBI a single.
Bradbury scores, Tramp comes in from second. Howard goes first to third. And Thomas at first. So three runs here in the inning. And all with two outs. And still batting. There's a called strike if Thomas takes second base without a throw. And it's harder now. The big opportunity. Two in scoring position with two outs. Here's an 0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. So RBIs in the inning by Bradbury on a single, and then two driven in just a moment ago by LT Thomas. A 4-1 score here in the bottom of the third. There's a called strike three on the outside corner. Harder goes down on three pitches. But again, RBIs from Thomas and Bradbury. Productive inning for the home team Raptors. They lead at 4-1 here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. gn-bank.com.
Kymeta Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kym offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KymeTS.com to learn more. Kym Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on 103.9 KNZA. It is presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com, and then Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Well, McAfee is out, and Grimm is the new pitcher here for the Raptors of Sabetha. So Grimm was the extra hitter, so he will not affect any of the defensive alignments as McAfee gets a little bit of a breather. So McAfee goes three innings, and he gives up just the one run on two hits. And he also had six strikeouts and gave up three walks.
Yeah, not too bad of an outing from Christian McAfee. Obviously, a little cleanup on the control, but overall, he was able to get six strikeouts and just three innings. And, you know, that's pretty good. That's, you know, an average two per inning. I believe that actually is what he had, was two per inning. So just overall, not a bad performance.
So Grimm getting set to take over here in the fourth inning. Sabetha leading it 4-1. Grimm will face Race Fisher, Ben Haverkamp, and Miles Wimberly for Corning. He's got to put a little rally together now. Still a long way to go. Four runs, four hits in the game for Sabetha. One run, two hits for Corning. So here's Fisher, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. And he will step up and face Grimm for the first time this season.
I know Race Fisher is a senior graduating from Onega. I know he loves to fish also as well, so we'll see if he can reel this one in.
You're telling me Race Fisher likes to fish?
He does.
You see what I did there? Hopefully you find amusement with our camaraderie here as the first pitch by Grimm is in there for a strike.
Well, if anyone tunes into the Cobra Channel, you know there's quite a bit of amusement.
There you go.
Could be annoying for some people.
Well, it's not annoying. Well, maybe. Potentially. I'm sure people don't always agree with some of my wordings and camaraderie myself. As the next pitch is swung on and missed, Fisher quickly behind. It's 0-2. Well, Fisher's got a lot of pop. But this is a deep ballpark here in Sabetha. Just shy of 320 down the lines. And if you go dead center, 381. Pitch by Grimm, slow roller left side, and somehow found the gap and into left for a base hit. So on an 0-2 count, just reaching it one down in the zone. It probably wasn't a strike and just got enough behind it to get it past the left side of the infield in Bradbury and Harder, and Fisher is on with his first hit.
Well, you can say Fisher reeled that one in, was able to hit it out the left side. That was actually the first hit we've seen to left field today.
Just found the gap between Harder and Bradbury. There's a throw to first, and Grimm keeping an eye on Fisher. Let's see if Corning can keep the line moving, trailing 4-1 here in the top of the fourth. Beautiful night here in Sabetha for some Legion baseball. Grimm fires, and a swing and a miss, and it's no balls and one strike. Haverkamp struck out his first time up. So again, the final tally for McAfee, three innings, two hits, one run, three walks, and six strikeouts. Haverkamp, batting from the left side. Grimm sets and fires, bunt shown, put down beautifully. This is going to be a tough play, and the throw is dropped by the first baseman. And Tramp is going to be charged with an error. And now two on and nobody out. It was a low throw, but it was in the glove and one that should have been made.
It was definitely a good bunt attempt, but, you know, the 90-feet base between the bases, I definitely don't think that speed should have beat the throw. Just seemed to be a little more precise and accurate, and it would have been an out.
Well, Meyer made a great play. Again, the throw was low, but one Tramp nine times out of ten should probably be making. Here's a pop-up, bailing out towards the, towards the bleachers. I don't know if the best course of action when you sense a ball coming your way is to not look for it and just kind of put the hands over the head. You want to protect yourself at all costs, but you might want to see where it's going.
Do you want to do that?
You do want to do that. I would think so. But the sun could be an issue. There's not a cloud in the sky. As Corning tries to rally here in the fourth, two on and nobody out. They trail 4-1. There's a nice off-speed pitch that gets away from Meyer. And now Fisher moving up to third and Haverkamp to second. That'll be a pass ball. So a base hit could cut the deficit to one, just like that. After Sabetha with two outs scored three in the last inning to take a 3-1 advantage, or a three-run advantage, I should say. Two back quickly. If Wimberly can come through, and he does, buries it up the middle, and that is a single. One run is in. It's brought in quickly by Ulrich to limit it to one, but that is an RBI for Wimberly, and it's 4-2.
Another hit down dead center, just meeting the perfect barrel of the bat, middle of it, driving it deep. Fortunately, that time it was only able to give up one run.
It's now a 4-2 game here in the fourth, but still nobody out and two on. Here for the EH, that is extra hitter, in Aiden Talley. Batting from the right side, no gloves, up in the box, slight bend to the knees, rocking jersey number 0. So Grimm has to battle here, and a high fly ball should be deep enough to score the run. Ulrich sizing it, makes the catch. Here comes a throw in. It is just a bit off target, and that's going to be a sacrifice fly. So number 10 in the order with Talley driving in a run on a sac fly, and it's 4-3. So Haverkamp in, RBIs in the inning by Haverkamp and Al Talley, or correction, Wimberly, and Talley with the RBIs. And this will bring up the top of the order and Paxton Bowers with Wimberly at first. And what is now a 4-3 game. So a good one cooking here to start our broadcast schedule. So one run was earned by Grimm. The other one was unearned thanks to an error. No balls and one strike here on Bowers. He is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Closed on his stance from the right side. Runner at first, two down. Grimm sets and fires. That one is just a little bit inside, makes it 1-1.
You know, Bowers is a great athlete from Centralia. He just needs to stay a little patient here. I know you've struck out both times up the bat, but you kind of have a new outlook, a new mentality coming up to this third time up.
See if Grimm can get out of it with his team still in front. Next pitch, low and outside. Throw to first, and not quite there in time as Wimberly gets back, and it's 2-1. Well, Bowers, his strikeout in the first was on a 3-2 pitch, and then his strikeout in the third was on a 2-2 pitch. Right now he's got a 2-1 count. Beg your pardon, just one out in the inning. I think I said two at one point, but apologize for that. That sac fly was the first out of the inning. So still an opportunity here for Corning. Now 2-2 with a foul ball there. Because Fisher singled, and then Haverkamp reached on an error. Wimberly drove one in with an RBI single, and then Talley with the sac fly. Now Bowers here with a 2-2 count, with the runner Wimberly at first base.
Yeah, prime position for Corning. They've been behind the entire game. They had it, I believe, tied 1-1 at one point, and that was in the top of the third inning until the bottom of the third, where Smith was able to reply with three runs of their own, taking the 4-1 lead, but now cut short to a 4-3.
So Grimm out of the stretch, not much of a lead for Wimberly at first. 2-2 count. Here on Bowers, and the pitch is hit to the right side, could be two, play to second for one, to first is in time, no, they call him safe, or do they say out? It looked like the umpire went safe and then changed it to out, so I think he might have messed that up, but yes, it was in time, and that is a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. So Corning gets a couple back, but trail, it's 4-3, it's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Kansaland Radio.
Halfway home here in our American Legion baseball game, our first year in 2024 on KNZA. I want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Well, partner, we got a good one here. 4-3. We're halfway home to the bottom of the fourth. Drew Gibbs back to work.
Well, I'm hearing in the background right now some Red Hot Chili Peppers, "Don't Stop." And tell you what, that's the theme for both of these teams right now. Don't stop. Keep kicking here. Keep fighting. Both teams have been bouncing back and forth. Both pitchers kind of going one for one here with each other. So, but, yeah, it's just kind of about the breakthroughs. I mean, both teams have had a breakthrough inning, and for Sabetha here, they scored one run in the first inning, scored three runs in the third. You know, they left a goose egg in the second. So for them, it's about kind of a little bit of a consistency here. You know, get some hits, get some bats, get some runs here in this inning. But, you know, if you're on the other side, you're corning, you're starting to get hot, as in the third and fourth inning, you got your first runs of the game, the one run coming from the third inning, two runs coming from the fourth. So it's consistency for both teams continually going here as we are in the bottom half of the fourth.
Well, Drew Gibbs back to work on the rubber. He'll face the bottom two and then the top of the order with Dollinghouse, Grimm, and Ulrich, and the first pitch outside for ball one. Dollinghouse struck out his first time up. Betha, four runs on four hits. And Corning, three runs on four hits. As we're in the bottom of the fourth, Gibbs finds the strike zone there, makes it 1-1 as Dollinghouse striking out swinging his first time up, which was the second out of the second inning. Next pitch, low and inside, 1-2. The defensive alignment behind Gibbs has stayed true through the first 3.5. Next pitch in the dirt makes it 3-1. Raptors got their one run on two hits in the first, RBI single by McAfee, and then three runs on two hits in the third. Those three runs all with two outs. There's a pitch, 3-1, that finds the strike zone, so it runs full here to Dollinghouse. Gibbs working quickly and fires. And it's hit to the right side. It is fielded by Kelzer. Easy play to first, and 4-3 on the putout. Dollinghouse 0 for 2, and here's Jacob Grimm. So Grimm steps in, lining out to right field in his first at bat. It's a tough play for Wimberly in right on that ball that was hit in Grimm's first at bat. It was slicing towards the line and had to make a nice run to get there. And that was still with two runners on. So that was a big out to get out of that inning. Now Grimm coming up for a second time with the bases empty and one out. His team with a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Gibbs' first pitch, and it is well high and inside. Makes it 1-0. Grimm having to duck out of the way of that one. Gibbs has Fisher at third, Bowers at short, Kelzer at second, Brett Heideman at first. Next pitch, low and in the dirt, makes it 2-0. Still got Henry Heideman in left, Haverkamp in center, Wimberly in right with Lehman behind the dish. Here's a 2-0. Check swing, nothing doing, 3-0. See if he takes all the way on 3-0, and he does. It's a four-pitch walk, that one in the dirt.
first time tonight. We've seen a four-pitch walk. Now it gets away. Grimm, a little bit of hesitation getting down. I think they wanted to try to get him to maybe round it and maybe make a play to second, but nothing doing. He'll stick at first with the one-out walk.
Oh, I meant this as a 4-0 pitch walk. This is the first time, so just great patience there from Grimm.
So we are going to have a pitching change. So Gibbs is done. I believe he'll move to shortstop. We'll let you know who's on the rubber when we come back. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Corning now gives it off to the right-hander in Paxton Bowers. So both teams have made pitching changes. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sabetha has Grimm at first and one out, and Sabetha holding a 4-3 lead. So Drew Gibbs, final tally, is 3 1/3, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. He had 7 strikeouts, 5 walks. He hit 2 batters and faced a total of 20 batters in the game.
Yeah, I like that stat, 7 strikeouts in just 3 innings and kind of a half. But, you know, of course, you know, what kind of was the big hurting factor there is the walks, the hit by pitches, and the runs given up.
So a 4-3 game, here we go. Back to it with Bowers on the rubber, just switching with Gibbs. So Gibbs now playing it short. Grimm at first base, one out. Here's Ulrich for a third time. Ulrich's had a good start to his campaign. Single and a run scored. Also a walk and a run scored. Takes first pitch inside. It's 1-0. Sabetha 4, Corning 3. Here in the home fourth in Sabetha. Pitch by Bowers. Popped up. Foul territory behind us. And it's going to be 1-1. So again, both starting pitchers with Gibbs and McAfee, each going 3 and some change. I mentioned the 7 strikeouts for Gibbs. McAfee himself had 6 strikeouts in 3 innings of work. High fly ball, slicing, not hit well. This is going to be a tough play. Shallow left field, Gibbs going out to make the catch. Nicely done for out number 2.
And that's nice job on Gibbs there from the shortstop position. He just got put into it in his first, I mean, kind of like a... First shot of action there, in just a couple of minutes, he's able to make a nice catch in the glove.
So a ground out, a walk, and the first retired by Bowers. Pop out to Gibbs, and that brings up Meyer, who is 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Grimm still at first. Bowers' pitch is hit well left side, and it ricochets off the glove and out into shallow left field for a hit. And Grimm chugging around second. Here's a throw to third, not in time. Now runners at the corners. That was sharply hit. I would believe it would go down as a single.
Now batting the DH, number 34.
Grimm heady to get from first to third, noticing that both Gibbs and the left fielder Heidemann had a long run to get there, and he had plenty of time to go first to third. And an opportunity here for maybe arguably the most dangerous hitter in the Sabetha lineup with McAfee. Runners at the corners with 2 down, trying to add to a 4-3 lead. Bowers, first pitch, missing for a ball. A single and an RBI for McAfee. He's also struck out. An RBI chance here again, once again. Bowers steps off the rubber, hesitates Meyer back to first. So Grimm's at third, Meyer at first. A 1-0 count with 2 outs. Next pitch in the dirt, makes it 2 balls and no strikes. The runner at third base is Gibbs' responsibility. The runner at first and Meyer is Bauer's responsibility. And a 2-0 is fouled away, makes it 2 balls and 1 strike.
One thing I'd like to bring to the attention is that we got about 9 hits combined through both teams here, but no extra base hits from either team. It's all just been straight singles.
I think 5 of these 8 hits have just been direct shots right back through the middle of the diamond and out into center field. A late swing and fouled away, and it hits the top of the light tower and falls back inside the fence. You couldn't do that again if someone paid you $1 million.
No, that was perfect. I was just awing that, like, is it going to get there? And it did.
Literally lands, I think, on top of that light tower and just pops back into the field of play. So if anything you take away from it, that's pretty cool. There's a pitch low and inside. It's 3-2. And Meyer stealing second base without a throw, and now second and third, 2 outs with a full count here. Bottom of the 4th inning, Sabetha trying to add to a 4-3 advantage. And Bowers out of the windup and fires. And it's hit to the right side, on a knee, Heidemann fields, underhands to first, just in time for the out. So a big play by Heidemann to keep the two runners stranded aboard. So the threat neutralized, and we still got a 4-3 game as we head to the 5th inning. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNCA.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Kansaland Radio.
4 innings in, 3 to go. Here in Sabetha, Brandon Tam and Crendon Profits and Kirk Kilman. Our broadcast brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Good one here for broadcast number 1, Sabetha 4, Corning 3. As we hit the top of the 5th inning, Grimm back to work on the rubber for the Raptors. And he will face dangerous part of the order. 2, 3, and 4, Kelzer, Lehmond, and Gibbs. So Grimm came in, replaced McAfee in the 4th. And we'll pitch his 2nd inning of the night. So here's Grimm against Kelzer, who is 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. Trying to keep Sabetha out in front with the 4-3 lead. Grimm's first pitch is fouled straight back for strike 1. And Kelzer struck out in the 1st, and a single and a run scored in the 3rd. He was brought in by Drew Gibbs on a single, which at the time was Corning's first run of the game. Grimm fires off speed outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Lehmann to follow Gibbs after that. Sabetha scored 1 in the 1st and 3 in the 3rd. Corning got their 1st in the 3rd and added 2 more in the 4th. 1 ball, 1 strike in the pitch is a little slicer to the right side, but hung up enough, and the catch made by Tramp at 1st for out number 1. So 1 up and 1 down. or L.J. Kelser.
Tell you what, the infield hasn't had too much action up to this kind of the last inning of the game, and they're doing a great job with execution overall.
After Grimm struggled a little bit, giving up the two runs, one of which was unearned. Lehman puts a charge into this one, and that is well foul. And it's no balls and one strike.
Thought maybe he was trying to aim for that same light, too.
Yeah, well, that's. I would pay you $5 if that light was somehow hit again. That would be wild. Here is a high chopper to the left side, fielded by Bradbury at third. Low throw, and just in time, it was dug out by Tramp. Beautifully done for the second out. It was kind of an awkward hop for Bradbury at third. It was kind of a low dig. And then the throw bounced into Tramp at first, and he secured it just in time to get Lehman.
Yeah, definitely did not have too much room on it, but just a great, you know, glove from Ike Tramp.
So, again, a opportunity for a three-up and three-down inning. Here's Gibbs. And slicing it just over the fence. And a souvenir for the man wearing the bucket hat and the blue chair. Makes it no balls and one strike. Gibbs flew out to right in the second, and he singled in the first corning run in the third. Next pitch outside makes it one ball and one strike. A 4-3 game here in the top of the fifth. Two outs and nobody on. Corning won the matchups last year, pretty dominant fashion, but Sabetha right now trying to get this first win here in 2024. Slicing it to the right side, but playing it well. The right fielder, Dollinghouse, to make the catch. And after Grimm struggled a little bit in the fourth, comes back with the minimum faced in the fifth inning. Three up and three down. We go to the home fifth. It is Sabetha 4 and Corning 3.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha. 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They're open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon, we got Kurt in studio. Cobra Channel Zone, Crendon Prophet here, enjoying the weather, enjoying some Legion baseball, and got a good one brewing here. We are in the going now to the bottom of the fifth, and what is a 4-3 Sabetha lead.
So it's a great day for people to be outside here. I was just kind of counting during the inning just to see how many people are here. I mean, there's a lot of people, so there's a lot of numbers to count up, but I got about 96 people, almost clipping 100 here. So
the fact that you spent the time to
I know you're gonna
hand
say
count the people that are surrounding the ballpark is, one, incredible, and two, very nicely done. So approaching 100.
About 96, which is about 70 more people than what I counted here, where there was only 26 people I saw at the start here, now about 96 here now. So great game, a lot of people here showing up, and we got a great game brewing here on the field.
So Bauer's back to work, and he'll face Easton Bradbury in his first pitch a little high and inside for ball one. So Bradbury, Tramp, and Howard do up, and Bradbury's 1-for-2. RBI single and a run scored. And a high fly ball left field, playable. Going back is Henry Heidemann in the gap to make the catch. Two pitches and out number one.
I'm in great location on the flyout. Okay, his glove. Nice catch.
I feel like the few that we've had hit to the outfield that have been in the air,
Minus that one by Grimm where Wimberly really had to make a run towards the line. They've been pretty routine for the most part. Bowers fires in a strike here to Ike Tramp, who has walked and has also been hit by a pitch and has scored a run. A 4-3 Sabetha lead on Corning here in the home fifth. And according to Crendon, 96 people viewing
roughly.
ball game here tonight. Could be more. A lot of people showing up after the first pitch. But again, these two will play another. After this one, there's another swing and a miss, and it's one ball and two strikes. Again, Sabetha scoring one in the first, McAfee an RBI single, and then three in the third. Big hit was LT Thomas, a 2-RBI single with the bases loaded. Next pitch outside, 2-2. Here on Tramp with nobody on and one out.
I'd also like to make an addition. There's also one dog out there. So I don't
just
know
one?
What,
just man, one. I would have really hoped that number was maybe a little bit higher. Next pitch, just a bit inside. Count runs full, 3-2.
I'll bring mine next time just for you, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, I catch the dog. Yeah, for sure. I always appreciate the dogs at the ballpark. Beautiful night, no doubt about it. A little bit of shade starting to come in from the left side of the infield. Really all in the foul territory, and there's a called strike three on a 3-2 pitch, and Tramp gave it into the hands of the umpire, and it did not work in his favor. 2-2. And that is the first strikeout for Paxton Bowers. And just like Grimm last inning, he is trying to respond with a 1-2-3 frame, and first pitch to Howard is high for a ball.
That's really all you can do is just is respond. And that's what Sabetha was able to do to Corning, or Mike, I guess not the other way around, but here now, Sabetha, they're trying to break that 1-2-3.
There's a 1-1 count now after Howard takes a called strike on the outside corner. Bradbury flew out to left, and Tramp striking out for the first two outs here in the inning. Next pitch, just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. It's 2-1. Bowers likes the first sign given by Lehman, and the pitch is hit to the right side. Pretty routine. It's fielded by Brett Heideman at first. He'll touch the bag for the final out. So there's another 3-up and 3-down frame. We go to the sixth inning of play. It's American Legion Baseball. We got a 4-3 game. Sabetha in the lead.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? And also Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Three Musketeers here. We got Brandon, we got Crendon, we got Kurtz in studio. Good one here. First broadcast of the summer. Sabetha 4, Corning 3. As Corning comes up here in the top of the sixth, and the third inning here starting for Jacob Grimm on the rubber.
The fifth inning was a quiet one for both these teams, and that's kind of the same way the second inning was. There was no hits and no runs, but one thing you do want to kind of go back to is Corning had the bases loaded in that second inning, but did not, like I said, did not have any runs or any hits, even with that opportunity here. So
yeah, that was just with one out, too, and Heideman, and Fisher all getting on, but then McAfee came out with
back-to-back strikeouts to get out of that jam. Well, Corning's down to their final six outs. They are down one. It's 4-3. Grimm, the righty, against Henry Heidemann, the righty. The first pitch is down the middle, a called strike number one. Henry, the left fielder again. He has walked twice, but both times unable to come around and score. And 0-1 by Grimm is in there for a strike, and quickly 0-2. So McAfee got the start. He went three innings, two hits, one run. He walked three and struck out six. Here's a hot shot to the left side, and it finds the gap between the second base, or correction, the shortstop and third baseman there with Carter and Bradbury. And just like that, on an 0-2 pitch, Heidemann is at first base.
That's how you start an inning. That's how you lead off an inning for a team that hasn't responded for just a little bit. Obviously went quiet in the fifth inning, did score two runs in the fourth. So for Corning, trying to get back into tempo.
So Grimm back to the stretch. Heidemann has reached in all three of his at-bats, and now here's Brett Heidemann. That pitch gets away, and Henry trots into second base without a throw.
Heidemann, prime scoring position here with no outs to tie the game. Going down by one here.
Can Brett drive in Henry to tie the game? Let's see if the Heidemann combo can come to work here and tie this game in the sixth inning. Runner at second base, nobody out. Sabetha hanging on to a 4-3 lead. Hot shot to the right side, but fielded. Tramps got it. He'll tap first for the out. And Henry is able to get to third. So one out, runner at third. And now Race Fisher with the chance to tie the game.
You know, the out's unfortunate, but one thing you got to look as a positive is just being able to progress that runner from second to third, scoring position with only one out, sacrifice. That can tie the game and keep it going. You know, we're only in the sixth year.
Yeah, and you mentioned Corning again. They loaded the bases. Here's a pop-up.
Oh, might hit us.
It might.
Oh, no.
And just lands down in front to our left for a strike. But, again, we just mentioned that Corning loaded the bases with one out in the second, unable to score. Now they get a runner at third with one out here in the sixth. You would think they would like to get that runner in to tie the game. Next pitch by Grimm, a little bit outside, one ball and one strike. Fisher was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. He has also singled and scored. And the pitch by Grimm is a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2.
Tell you what, that outside corner, if it was a canvas, it has been painted all night long. It's been a prime spot for kind of both pitchers, well, all pitchers here tonight. It's been flip-flop, strike ball, but it's been a favorite position.
And an inside curve ball breaks in, and it is a called strike three and out number two.
And that's how you kind of end a perfect pitch sequence, back-to-back, kind of outside, and then you kind of turn one breaking ball to the in, and that's how you record a nice solid strikeout.
That is the first strikeout for Grimm, and a big one there to record out number two here in the sixth. So now it's up to Ben Haverkamp to tie this game with a runner at third, and now two down here in the sixth. Haverkamp has scored and reached on an error. He has also struck out. Pitch by Grimm is a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. So Grimm, after a leadoff single given up to Heidemann, has a chance to get out of it with his team still in front by one. Can Haverkamp protect with two strikes and two outs? Pitch is low and in the dirt, gets to the backstop. Potential play at the plate is not in time. It is swung around by Meyer. And not a chance. We've said it multiple times. If you get a runner at third and that ball gets past, there is so much room behind the dish. And more times than not, that run is going to score. And that wild pitch ties the game here in the sixth.
You know, Grimm, he got to the plate. He covered it nicely. It's just, it's a lot of responsibility on the catcher and Jaden Meyer to be able to make that swift, you know, kind of receive of that wild pitch and to throw it back to the home plate.
And that was on an 0-2 pitch as well. He had a chance to get out of it, and now back-to-back pitches in the dirt makes it 2-2 here on Haverkamp. With now one across, nobody on, and two outs, what is now a 4-4 game here in the sixth. We expect a very competitive summer. And there's a called strike three on the inside corner. So Grimm comes back, he gets the strikeout, but a wild pitch has tied the game. We are deadlocked at four. as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZM.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A good one here. American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Also want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. We got a deadlock 4-4 tie here. To the bottom of the sixth we go, Corning and Sabetha. Paxton Bowers back on the rubber. For Corning, he'll face LT Thomas, Isaac Harder, and Andre Dollinghouse here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Thomas had the big two-run single in the three-run third. That was with two outs and the bases loaded, which at the time gave Sabetha a 4-1 lead. But now, between his at-bats, he looks up leading off the bottom of the sixth. We got a 4-4 game.
You know, Corning's done a great job of chipping away slowly but surely kind of throughout the game. The one run in the third game, the two runs in the fourth, and then the one run in the sixth. So here for Sabetha, they've been quiet for two straight innings. You know, for them, what they think is it's time to kind of take that step forward.
Yeah, Bowers has been good since taking over for Drew Gibbs, and the first pitch to LT Thomas is taken for a strike. Thomas has also been hit by a pitch that was back in the second. Then mention again the big RBI, two RBI single in the three-run third. Next pitch outside, one ball and one strike. This is the third inning on the hill for Bowers. He has given up no runs on one hit in the two innings that he has pitched so far. He has one strikeout. Oh, and a line shot right back to Bowers, and he makes the catch right side of the hip. How about that?
That is nothing but finesse. We've seen a couple times this game with as many, you know, hits that have went towards dead center, the pitcher, quick snap with the glove. But that time, what a clean follow-through and catch on the mound.
Not even
Bowers.
I mean, I'm not going to say it was hit incredibly hard, but it had a little zip behind it. Very little time to react in a big first out for Bowers. And that brings up Isaac Harder. Takes the first pitch in the dirt. Makes it 1-0. He is 0-2, couple of strikeouts.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the exit velocity on that hit was, but it was pretty quick. It traveled pretty fast to the mound, and yeah, like I said, just a great catch.
Bowers fires in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So one out, nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We got a 4-4 game. American Legion Baseball, Sabetha and Corning. Here's the 1-1 by Bowers, a little bit high, off speed, makes it two balls and one strike. So again, Gibbs started, went 3 1/3, gave up four hits, four runs, three earned. Did have five walks, but he struck out seven. Here is another hot shot. Surprised, right up the middle, into center field for a base hit. That has been the popular spot for the hits here tonight, and that is a one-out single for Isaac Harder, and he is on for the first time in the game.
I mean, that's just great contact, middle barrel of the bat, just right down Broadway.
That will represent the go-ahead run with one out. Here is Dollinghouse. He is 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Bowers now has to go out into the stretch position, right versus right here on this matchup. First pitch is a little bit low for ball one. He struck out swinging in the second. And he grounded out to second in the fourth. And now bats here with one on and one out in the sixth. Bowers fires. Hit well, left side, could be two. Gibbs bobbles the hop, underhands to second, that's the only play. So maybe a clean play turns two, but nonetheless, they get the lead runner and now two outs.
Now batting the pitcher, number 33, Jacob Grimm.
Dollinghouse at first, two down, here's Grimm. He is 0 for 1 with a walk.
And for corning right now, they're doing a great job of just eliminating the explosiveness right here of Sabetha.
Let's see if Grimm can keep the line moving. There's a swing and a miss, and it's no balls and one strike. His line out to right was on a 3-2 pitch, and then he walked on four straight pitches in the fourth, but he was left stranded at third in that inning. Here's an 0-1, and this is hit well, and that's going to find it down in front of the left fielder, and Henry Heidemann. That was barrel and ball connecting with solid contact, and now two on and two outs. First hit for Grimm.
Now batting, the center fielder, number 8, Will Ulrich.
So here's Ulrich with an opportunity to give his team the lead late. Runners at first and second, two down. Fourth at bat in the game tonight for Ulrich. He has singled, he has walked, he has scored two runs. He's also popped out to short. First pitch by Bowers outside, makes it one ball and no strikes.
Hey, can I mention Ulrich? He's done a great job being the leadoff here of this team. He was able to score the first two runs of the game. It's an excellent job. See if he can continue his level of play here.
Next pitch gets the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Bowers lifted the leg there and kind of held it for 2 or 3 seconds. Was kind of just looking back and maybe teasing the runner in Dollinghouse at second base. A 1-1. High chopper to the right side, but fielded by Heidemann and will make the play himself for the out. So a couple of base runners with two outs, but nothing across. We head to the final inning. It's the seventh on the way in a 4-4 game here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, so we got some movement here for the Raptors, as this will be pitcher number 3. It'll be Will Ulrich. Andre Dollinghouse has moved out to center, and I believe it looks like Christian McAfee has come off the bench and will be in right field. So we'll try to get the final line here for Grimm. He gave up 3 runs, 3 hits. 2 of those 3 were earned. One of those runs scoring on an error. He struck out 2. And did not give up a walk. So a 4-4 game as we hit the 7. And Ulrich a chance to give his team maybe an opportunity to try to win this thing in the bottom of the 7.
You know, for Corning, they're looking at the 9 and 10 slot here in the batting order. So a chance that we'll go back up to the leadoff in Bowers. which has been kind of the more dominant side of, of this order, is the top half for Corning. Well, Wimberly, Talley, and Bowers mentioned 9-10-1. But both Wimberly and Talley have had productive at-bats in this game. Wimberly has an RBI single, and Talley got a sacrifice fly that drove in a run. Both of those notable hits in the two-run fourth inning. So a 4-4 tie here in the seventh. Here we go. And the lefty Ulrich will fire a pitch that's high outside for ball one. The shade kind of working its way in as we get later into the evening hours here. There's a called strike to Wimberly. One ball, one strike. He's also struck out. That was his first AB in the second. The lefty Ulrich works quickly and fires in one that's low and inside, makes it 2-1. So four runs and five hits, a couple of errors for Corning. Four runs, six hits, an error for the Raptors. Next pitch outside, three balls and one strike. So in this scenario, I told you earlier, back in my playing days, if I ever got ahead 3-1 or 3-0, I would not swing the bat, no matter what.
I would never get to the point where it'd be 3-0.
You're an aggressive hitter.
Aggressive hitter.
Gang, and there's a pitch that's low, exactly my point, ball four. And just like that, Wimberly leads it off with a walk. That represents the go-ahead run with nobody out here in the seventh. So here's Talley. He has struck out and hit a sacrifice fly. And the first pitch, just a scotch outside, makes it 1-0. Games like this, crucial in the final set to get the leadoff man on. That's step one. Next pitch high, makes it 2-0. Now can you work it around to get him home? Give your team the lead. Sabetha had a 4-1 lead midway through this game, but it is now 4-4 here in the seventh. There's a called strike. Talley looking all the way, makes it two balls and one strike. With Bowers due up next against Ulrich, now the third pitcher utilized here by Sabetha tonight. And his next pitch is outside, and it is three balls and one strike. What would I do? Not swing.
Not swing.
Let's see if Talley decides not to swing and see if Ulrich can fire a strike. And he does swing, and what do I know? It's a single into center field.
Well, if he didn't swing, you'd just take a strike right down the plate.
Would, yeah, right, and you would have to battle again. So I am done wrong. And that is another productive at bat for Talley, and now first and second with nobody out. So a golden opportunity for Corning to take the lead here in the seventh. First and second, nobody out, and they get the top of the order with Bowers. His fourth at bat of the night, he is 0-3. He has struck out twice, and he has also grounded into a 4-6-3 DP. And he takes a first pitch called strike to make it 0-1.
Yeah, it was real slow, kind of just sinking into the zone right here. Bowers, got to stay patient, but not too patient, of course.
And,
twice.
And he puts a bunt down and just spins left of the line for a foul ball, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, I do like the bunt attempts when you know you're kind of 0-3 up the bat, kind of struggling a little bit. You might want at your fourth, especially when you have runners in positions that you can progress them to a third and second base, that bunt attempt, that's a perfect opportunity to especially give yourself as a leadoff. I'm sure he's got some speed under him. But
well, with two strikes, you probably don't see it here. But situationally, at this point in the game, in a tie game, that is a perfect scenario if you can get him over. And now he swings and grounds it to the left side. Play it second for one. That's all they'll get. So a fielder's choice will get Talley out at second. Wimberly goes to third. Bowers at first on the fielder's choice. So runners at the corner. So still a productive at bat. You get the runner over to third and still only one out. So you get two chances here and two very good hitters coming up with Kelzer and Lehman.
Yeah, at this point in the game, it's all about just kind of progressing runners. You just need one run to take the lead here in the top of the seventh.
Ulrich will throw to first, kind of a soft toss. Bowers is back. But a 4-4 game here in the seventh. Corning has tied it on multiple occasions, but they have not led. Now they have a chance to lead. Ball gets away. Pitch was low. Taking second without a throw is Bowers.
So now, a base hit could give you a two-run lead. Second and third, still only one out. It is a 4-4 game in the top of the seventh. Count here on Kelzer is 1-0.
We haven't seen an extra base hit tonight. You maybe might think of seeing it.
Hard shots, plays at first. This is going to get the run in, and a productive out has given Corning the lead. And exactly what you needed to do if you're Kelzer, put it in play. It is out number two. It goes 6-3. Mo Wimberly scores, and Corning now with their first lead of the night here in the seventh. It is 5-4.
Yeah, you know, back-to-back choppers, kind of that left side field of the infielders. Yeah, it's unfortunate getting these outs, but taking the lead here for the first time tonight, mind you, for Corning, it's pretty huge.
There's a ball a little bit up and in to Lehman for ball number one. Still got to get out of it if you're Ulrich. Runner at third, that's Bowers. With two outs, and what is now a 5-4 Corning lead, and it kicks away from Meyer, and the run is in. And just in the blink of an eye, it is 6-4. Although Sabetha is thinking maybe it's, I don't know if they're trying to argue that maybe that pitch hits Lehman. They're saying something to the umpire, and now they're going to meet, so hold on, maybe this run doesn't count. That would be my only thought. I mean, I'm not sure if there's anything else I'm thinking of.
Well, by the trajectory of it, it looked like it might went off his right foot, and it kind of kicked out to that right side of the catcher. So it could be a fair argument, and it could also, you know, just to, you know, for a sake, just to kind of calm the game down for your team defensively, like, hey, let's kind of
recuperate. Yep, they changed the call, so that run's not going to count. So it will be a hit batter. So you take that run off the board, you'll take that all day if you're Sabetha. You'll give up the base runner to at least give yourself another chance to get out of the inning with only the one run allowed.
Tell you what, that's great communication there from both the umpires and the coaches, being friendly and just like, hey, let's look at the situation. I mean, we don't got instant review here. We just have truth. And, you know, those two umpires, they were able to come to the agreement and take away one run. But it's still a 5-4 game in the lead of Corning.
And the first pitch is fouled away by Gibbs, makes it 0-1. So you got Bowers at third base. And you got now, of course, Lehman at first. Wimberly, the runner that has scored in this inning. It's 5-4 Corning in the seventh. Two outs, runners at the corners. Their first lead of the game in the final frame. Ulrich's pitch. Bends in there, but just a little bit outside. Makes it one ball and one strike. And in the process, Lehman taking second base without a throw. At this point, you don't focus too much on the runners with two outs. Your real focus is just trying to get the batter out. But a base hit could be huge to add the lead. And a check swing pitch was low and in the dirt, and it's two balls and one strike. So the RBI in this inning on a ground out by Kelzer. 5-4, Corning by one. Next pitch, about the same spot, low and inside. It's 3-1 with Henry Heidemann due up next.
Gibbs doing a nice job out staying patient. Obviously, you kind of look at that check swing just, you know, what, two pitches ago. Just nice pulling it back, locating the ball.
Here's Ulrich's 3-1, and it's outside, ball four. The bases are loaded for Henry Heidemann, who has been productive. He has walked twice. He has singled and scored a run. And now he has the bases loaded with two outs.
Well, we look back for Corning in that second inning where they had two outs, the bases loaded. Well, it was actually one out, bases loaded, but of course they were not able to make any production out of the inning with no runs and no hits. So we'll see what they can do here in this one.
Yeah, Heidemann takes a first pitch in the dirt, makes it one ball and no strike. So Ulrich again, not worried about the runners, going out of the windup. And that next offering is in there for a called strike, makes it 1-1. Boy, how crucial is that to get it to 1-1 instead of falling behind 2-0? Certainly gives you a little bit of a sigh of relief to get that first strike. Next pitch outside, it's 2-1.
It was well framed, it was pulled inside, but... And again, it was a good call by the umpire to see that it was just clipping outside of the zone.
2-1 is sliced foul. Cars beware. I don't think it quite gets there. But it's now two balls and two strikes. Bowers at third. Lehman's at second. Gibbs at first. A 2-2 count. Two outs. Corning 5, Sabetha 4, trying to add in the seventh. Here's Ulrich's pitch, and it's just a bit inside. 3-2, a walk scores a run.
Ulrich just needs to calm down, breathe. You're on a 3-2 count. I know you can walk the batter here, but just locate a nice fastball. Maybe get a breaking ball in there. Just get it inside the zone.
And he steps off the rubber, looking the runner's back. Most notably, the runner at third in Bowers. So now you got to regather again. A 3-2 count, two outs, bases juiced. Corning has taken the lead, but it's only 5-4. And the next pitch, barely missing outside, ball four. Heidemann drives in a run, and it's 6-4 Corning. What an at bat to extend on the lead. So Bowers is in from third. Lehman to third. Gibbs to second. Henry Heidemann at first. Here comes the other in Brett Heidemann. A lefty v. lefty matchup here. And his first offering from Ulrich is inside for ball one. Well, you got to get it now. You've given up two. A base hit could add two and really blow the game open. Next pitch by Ulrich, just missing on the inside corner, and he's falling behind here on Brett Heidemann at 2-0.
About keeping the damages to a minimum, Sabetha, they've went three innings with no runs. They scored three runs in the third.
And swinging on 2-0, and a foul ball down the right field line makes it two balls and one strike. RBIs in the inning, kind of the unconventional way. Kelser with a ground out that brought in a run, and then Henry Heidemann, an RBI, with a bases-loaded walk. They are still loaded. Two balls and one strike here on Brett Heidemann. The pitch is up and in, and now 3-1. It has been a grind for Ulrich here in the seventh. Sabetha had led the entire game until this inning. And watching all the way in a big pitch called strike, and the count runs full 3-2. So he works Henry Heidemann to 3-2, but ultimately walked him, which led to a run, and now Brett has a 3-2 count. The pitch, he'll foul it away, just barely right side of the line, and we'll try it again.
Once again, Will Ulrich, just stay calm, just take it easy, and just find the zone. Don't, you know, let up another run. You don't want to let this game kind of get too out of hand. Keep it to a minimum of just two runs if the damage is given up this inning.
Ulrich, the third pitcher Sabetha has utilized in this game. Graham and McAfee, the other two. Everybody is moving, and it's a line shot right back up the middle, but it's caught by Ulrich, belt high. We have seen a couple of those line drives where the pitchers have made some nice plays. But Ulrich again, damage done. Corning, three outs away from a rally win. They lead it 6-4. To the bottom of the seventh we go. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIME offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMETS.com to learn more. KIME Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
KNZA.
Captain Kirk Kielman in studio, Brandon Crendon here in Sabetha. So how about Corning? They trail the entire game. They get it at one point down 1-0. They tie it at one point down 4-1, come back and tie it, and then score two in the top of the seventh. They have a 6-4 lead, and now Bowers three outs away from a comeback victory.
Yeah, Bowers is really going to have to be at an A game here. You know, he didn't do too well up at bat, but pitching-wise, he's kind of done the opposite here. He's done pretty great. So far this game, Sabetha, they're the hot up the bat with seven hits. Corning, they only have six hits. You know, a difference, a big difference you got to look at is kind of the walks and hit by pitches by both teams. It's been the control of the fastball that's kind of allowed some wild pitches to come through, some pass balls and some kind of what you would want to consider maybe lousy scores. But for the most part here, it's all going to come down to the final bottom half of the seventh here.
All right, Bowers will see Meyer, McAfee, and Bradbury, 2-3-4. Meyer, a foul ball on the first pitch, makes it 0-1. Meyer is 1-for-3, a single, and he has struck out twice, has also stolen a base. The Raptors are going to have to get some runners on. They are down 6-4 here in the home seventh. Our first of many broadcasts here over the next couple of months. Next pitch by Bowers, a little bit outside, makes it 1-1.
Yeah, and Sabetha, they've went 3 innings without a run, but in those innings they had 3 hits. So, you know, be productive here with your bats, but also look to score some runs and tie it.
Next pitch missing. 2-1 here on Meyer. And the Raptors have squandered multiple leads in this game tonight. And now are 3 outs away from coming up short. Now a little pop up to the right side in foul territory. Easy play for Brett Heidemann. 1-1.
Now batting the right fielder, number 34, Christian McAfee.
So here is McAfee. He is 1-for-3. He had a single and an RBI, which was the first run of the game scored. He has also struck out and has grounded out. First pitch by Bowers, low and inside, makes it 1-0. So how about Bowers? He came in with one out in the fourth. He is not allowed a run, and he has given up just 3 hits in that span. Only 1 strikeout, got some good defense behind him, and a foul ball there makes it 1-1. Gibbs got the start, went 3 1/3, 4 runs, 3 earned. 5 walks and 7 strikeouts. 2 hit batters. He faced 20 total hitters in those 3 1/3 innings. Pitch by Bowers. It is in the dirt. 2-1.
You know, not everyone's going to be a strikeout pitcher. I mean, I'm sure we're on a high school level, so it kind of varies here. But, you know, if you can just get, you know, balls in good play for your infielders or outfielders to make those plays, I mean, that's all you can ask for as a pitcher. Yes. Right there.
Yep, there it is. Ground ball right side, put in play, and passed a diving attempt by Kelzer and outs into right field for a one-out single. Second single for McAfee, now 2-for-4. And that was needed for the Raptors as now Bradbury steps in representing the tying run. 6-4 Corning here in the bottom of the seventh. 1 outs, 1 on.
That would have been a really hard play for Kelzer to make. He made the sliding attempt to try to pick it and maybe try to flip it, but just snuck right past him for the base hit single.
Bowers, a first pitch strike one call. Bradbury, 1-for-3, RBI single and a run scored back in the third. He has also struck out, and he has also got a fly out to left. Next pitch outside makes it 1-1. Bradbury batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 3. Bowers sets and fires, and a swing and a miss makes it 1-2. When Bowers came in with a runner at third and 1 out in the fourth, and he got a pop out and a ground out to end that inning. And now this one is ripped to the right side, and that's going to drop in for a hit. On a 1-2 pitch, Bradbury comes through, a single to right. McAfee stops at second, and Bradbury to first. So now, here is Ike Tramp. Tramp represents what would be the winning run.
It's a good response to come out of the inning. You do come out, you're down 1 already with the out, but then back-to-back base hits to both kind of evening to that right side of the field. Down for second.
Well, they ain't going to make it easy on Bowers here in the bottom of the seventh. His first pitch is high here to Tramp, makes it 1-0. Tramp has walked. He has been hit by a pitch. He has scored a run, and he has also struck out. 2-1-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Raptors trailing Corning 6-4. Next pitch was a little bit inside, makes it 2-0. Hitter-friendly count here. Bauer sets and fires. It is a high chopper. It is playable. Kelzer on a awkward hop, and he has no play. That ball bounced straight down and maybe 25 feet in the air. Even if he fields it cleanly, I'm not even sure a play is made. It'll go down as a hit. But now the bases are loaded with one out.
Three straight hits. The Raptors are in it.
And down two. So a base hit could tie the game. And a swing and a foul off there by Howard to make it no balls and one strike. Howard has walked twice, and he has grounded out to first. But Sabetha trailing 6-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. They have the bases loaded with one out. Bauer's going back to the windup here. Oh, and it runs inside. It hit him in the helmet. And that walks in a run to make it 6-5. Well, I don't know if you ask Howard, will you take one off the helmet to score a run? And whether it's yes or no, that's how it happened.
Well, that's the third time the Raptors tonight have been hit by a pitch. And it looks like we're going to see a mound meeting here up on the mound. I'm not sure who's the one calling it. It looks like the head coach here. But, you know, this is a pretty tough situation. Bases are loaded here. You only got one out. You only have a one-run lead here.
Well, now base hit could win the game.
Base hit could win the game. We haven't seen an extra base hit at all tonight, but that's not really required. A single, they could easily score two with the speed out there.
Looks like Bauers will stay in. No pitching change. Bauers had been really good since taking over in the fourth, but this is really the first time he has had issues, and now these issues could cost his team a win.
I think you just trust him. I mean, you got to play a game two after this. So, you know, just kind of go through with your pitcher right here.
The infield will be in. Bradbury at third, Tramp at second, Howard at first. Here's LT Thomas, who is driven in two. First pitch low, gets away, everybody taking off, and it is going to be a tie game. A wild pitch moves everybody up. Bradbury scores, Tramp to third, and Howard to second. Those wild pitches have been costly.
So I'll say now this is the worst-case scenario. It's either you keep the game tied here if you're cornering and you go into extra innings, or the game is blown open and it's a loss.
So now just a ball in play could bring in the winning run, and that pitch runs up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Still one out. The infield is still in because you cannot allow that runner to score. The game is over. Bauers will set. And we'll go through the windup here. Lehman gives him the call. A high chopper to the left side, but it's going to be foul. And makes it two balls and one strike. So after getting Jayton Meyer to pop out in foul territory, McAfee with a single, Bradbury with a single, Tramp with a single, loaded the bases, and then Howard was hit by a pitch. And then a wild pitch, scoring that tying run. And now they're just going to intentionally walk. And are they going to call a balk and that's going to end the game? Or no? Wow, that's going to do it. So they call Bauers for a balk when he was trying to intentionally walk the batter there to load the bases. Oh, what a devastating way to go down.
Yeah, he's looking for an explanation from the ump, and pretty much.
So, as of right now, the game's over, but we're going to hold on here. I don't think anything's going to change.
They're just communicating right now to the coaches.
Wow, a balk will end the game. And Sabetha leading for six innings, and then finding themselves down two in the seventh, score three to win it. A 7-6 final, a wild game, and a wild ending. We'll talk about it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
What a wild ending for our first broadcast here, American Legion Baseball. I'm at KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon, Kurtz, and Crendon with you. And, well, it was a wild ending in what was a 7-6 Sabetha win. They led the entire game until the seventh inning, and Corning took a two-run lead and had a chance to hold on for a comeback win. But Sabetha would, after a foul out, a little pop out by Meyer, they go a single by McAfee, a single by Bradbury, and a single by Tramp to load the bases. And Howard was hit by a pitch. And then with LT Thomas at the dish, they had first base open, and they were going to intentionally walk Thomas. Now, the problem is you have to inform the umpire on an intentional walk, you know, in Major League Baseball. And I think they changed that rule. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, you don't even have, like, normally, like, back in the old day, the catcher would stand out of the box and you'd have to throw the pitches to intentionally walk someone. Well, that's not the rule anymore. The catcher in layman is not allowed to get out of the box.
No.
He's supposed to tell the ump, hey, we want to walk this guy, and they'll send him down to first without any pitches thrown. He steps out of the box, so originally we thought it was a balk, but no, they call it on layman for getting out of the box, and that brought in what was the winning run in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, and that's kind of a rough way to end it. Keep in mind, folks, this is a doubleheader, so I think for Corning, you know, it's they got to kind of reset the mindset a little bit. I think they're going to be kind of a little aggravated about the end part, and that's something against the umpiring. That's just kind of like a, maybe like a small mental error. That's something you just got to get past. You know, on the game, outbatted, you know, 10-6 from Sabetha, but overall, just only losing by one run, 7-6. You know, just as game two goes on, kind of rebound that mentality. If you're Sabetha, you know, keep doing what you're doing. They did a great job of picking their parts in that game, exploding that third inning with three runs and two hits, and then in the final inning, three runs and three hits as well.
Yeah, it was just a wild ending. You know, it was a 1-0 game early. At one point, Sabetha had a 4-1 lead, and then Corning was able to come back and score two in the fourth and then one in the sixth to tie it. And then took a 6-4 lead in the seventh on RBIs by Kelzer and Heideman. But then three runs in the bottom of the seventh for the Raptors. Again, loading the bases, hit by pitch, driving in one, and then the winning run coming home on a balk call, or not necessarily a balk call, we thought it was, but Kelzer, the catcher, stepping out of the box, and that was called, and that allowed the winning run. So again, you mentioned it was a tough way to kind of go down, as Corning again had an opportunity after trailing the entire game to win it but Sabetha ultimately wins it with three runs on a walk-off. What would you even call it? A violation? Violation call? Violation RBI? Violation. Whatever you want to do. But you think you've seen it all, but this is a good one to start. Mini broadcast coming up. You like LT Thomas for our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. You know, there wasn't a lot of standout-ishness. That's not a word, but
not a lot of players that stand out.
We go with it sometimes. Yeah. But again, everybody who contributed kind of did it. You know, everybody kind of did something even level. You know, again, there wasn't just one or two players that really stuck out with big nights. And you like LT Thomas at the time. You know, three at-bats, he reached twice, but he had the big two RBI hits. He was the only player, I believe, to drive in multiple runs in the game. And at the time, it gave Sabetha the 4-1 lead. You know, they would squander that lead, but it wouldn't matter as they would win it here in the bottom of the seventh. But again, you like LT Thomas for our player of the game.
Yeah, I do like him at the end. He also had the last up the bat. Not that it really mattered a whole lot, but it kind of did. I mean, he was on a pretty decent count. I believe it was like 2-0, and then they decided to intentionally, quote-unquote, walk him, but accidentally drawing the box. So kind of not really his doing for the run to win the game, but, you know, they wanted to walk him, and, well, of course, the mental error allowed the score. But also there's a lot of great players tonight. I kind of mentioned Will Ulrich a little bit, too. He was the first one to reach base. He reached base on his first two times up and was able to score both times. And at that point, the game was 2-0. Or not 2-0, it was 2-1 when he scored the second time. So for the most part, you know, it's a team game. It's contribution about all these players. And, as you know, well, we won't be covering game two, but heading on to game two, both of these teams have a lot to kind of hold their heads on. All these guys out there are able to play at an equal playing field and a great level, just kind of the mental errors and with the pitching. I mean, there's a lot of strikeouts by both teams, but there's a lot of players that stepped up to bat because there was walks, hit by pitches, and box. So, you know, with all that being said, different mentality needs to be shifted into game two here, and the pitchers kind of just want to be more consistent. But overall, pretty good game, and LT Thomas, the lieutenant, two RBI single, great, you know, great way to shift the momentum in the game for Sabetha and got the bats hot.
Wonder if anybody else has ever referred to LT Thomas as lieutenant. So you might be the first. Our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, again, LT Thomas, the left fielder for Sabetha, reaching base twice and a big two RBI hit, the lone player to drive in multiple runs in what was a Sabetha 7-6 win to kick off our 2024 American Legion baseball broadcast schedule. Final tallies in this one, 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Sabetha left 9 on base. And for Corning, 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and they left 9 on base. Again, if you're out in Sabetha in the area, these two will play another one here in about 20 minutes or so. It's a beautiful night. Great way to kick off our broadcast schedule once again here for American Legion Baseball. Sabetha wins it 7-6 for Captain Kurtz. Crendon, appreciate it. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week for more Legion Baseball here on KNZA.